Welcome to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of today's tech topics. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking because, well, I'm thinking them too.
Today, we're exploring a topic that's supercharging the AI revolution, GPUs. How these pieces of tech wizardry are powering everything from your smartphone's photo filters to the neural networks making self-driving cars a reality.
GPUs. So we're not just talking about gaming today, then?
No, Jamie, it's not all about gaming today. Though the tech originally designed for better video game graphics is now the backbone of modern AI.
From pixels to intelligence, huh? All right, I'm intrigued. But let's start with the basics. What makes GPUs so special for AI?
Great question. It's all about parallelism. CPUs, the brains of our computers, are great at doing a series of tasks quickly. Think of it as a sprinter. GPUs, on the other hand, are like having a team of relay racers. They have thousands of cores designed to handle multiple tasks at the same time.
So while my CPU is running the latest episode of Space Wars Galactic Battles, my GPU is off running its own marathon.
Exactly. And when it comes to AI, especially deep learning, we're talking about tasks like matrix multiplications that are needed billions of times. GPUs can handle these in parallel, massively speeding up the process.
Hold on, if GPUs are that good, why do we even use CPUs anymore?
It's all about the right tool for the job. CPUs are incredibly versatile and great at handling complex logic and control flows. GPUs, though, excel at doing a lot of simple, repetitive tasks quickly, perfect for AI work.
Got it. So when did GPUs become the go-to for AI?
The shift really began around 2012, with a big moment being the success of AlexNet, a deep neural network that won the ImageNet competition. It was like the world suddenly realized, hey, GPUs can do more than make our games look pretty.
And now they're everywhere in AI. But how do they work? Like, what's under the hood?
At their core, GPUs have something called streaming multiprocessors, or SMs. Each of these has many small cores that execute instructions in parallel. They also have different types of memory: global, which is large but slow, and shared, which is fast but limited.
Oh, like having a big slow garage where you store everything and a small quick backpack for daily use?
Perfect analogy. And for AI, this architecture is ideal because it can efficiently perform the same operation over and over across massive datasets.
So how do we get our AI models to run on these supercharged backpacks then?
Most of the time, we use frameworks like TensorFlow or PyTorch, which are designed to leverage GPUs. They use something called CUDA for NVIDIA GPUs, allowing developers to directly access the GPU's capabilities.
CUDA sounds like a dance move. And now, everyone, do the CUDA.
Yeah, it's the secret dance all AI models are doing nowadays. Seriously, though, with CUDA, you can dramatically speed up AI training and inference. Like, running a matrix multiplication benchmark can show a 60x speedup on GPU versus CPU.
60 times faster? That's like comparing a horse carriage to a sports car.
Exactly. And with GPUs, you can scale up training models with billions of parameters, something that would be impractical, if not impossible, on CPUs alone.
But I'm guessing there are times when you wouldn't want to use GPUs?
Right. If your workload doesn't involve a lot of parallel tasks, or if you're on a tight budget, CPUs might still be your go-to. GPUs excel at linear algebra, but can be overkill for simpler sequential tasks.
Makes sense. And what about real-world applications? Where are we seeing GPUs making a big impact?
Everywhere from cloud AI services like AWS's P4D instances, which use NVIDIA A100 GPUs, to video streaming and recommendation systems. They're also crucial in research, powering systems like DeepMind's AlphaGo.
So what you're saying is, without GPUs, our AI dreams would be moving at a snail's pace.
Precisely. And as we look to the future, the evolution of GPU technology and AI-specific hardware will only accelerate these advancements.
All right, I feel like I've been on a whirlwind tour of GPU land. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts or tips for our listeners wanting to dive deeper into GPUs and AI?
Experiment. Many cloud platforms offer GPU instances, so you can try running your models on a GPU with just a few clicks. And keep learning. This field evolves rapidly, and there's always something new around the corner.
Thanks, Alex, for enlightening us today. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech shaping our world.
Until next time, keep asking great questions and stay curious.
And try doing the CUDA.
Only if you promise not to post it online.